Report: Missing Virginia football coach's school district employed multiple accused pedophile teachers, it's a culture. By Paul Bois on January 15, 2026. The Virginia school district that employed the still-missing football coach, Travis Turner, reportedly employed accused pedophile teachers. As Breitbart News reported in December, the U.S. Marshals Service issued a $5,000 reward for information leading to the capture of Virginia high school football coach Travis Turner, who is facing child pornography charges in Big Stone Gap, Virginia. According to the New York Post, at least three other Wise County Public Schools teachers, including two who were later convicted, faced charges of child sex crimes over the past 5 years alone before Travis' case came to light. The football-centric school district serves 5,500 students across 13 schools. One accusation involves Dalton Matthew Bates, a band leader at Wise County's L.F. Addington Middle School and Union High School, who was arrested in 2020 for conspiring with a friend to share photos of his young students. Bates, then 23, even wrote in a Snapchat that he got a job teaching middle school, adding that he would be trying to resist temptation. "Hopefully I can get pics of students through my fake account, and I'll send you," he added. Bates was charged with 20 counts of possessing child pornography, but 2 years later pleaded guilty to just 10 counts and was sentenced to 2.5 years per count. But the years were to be served concurrently, and he was credited with time served, meaning he was out soon after confessing his crimes, noted the Post. Then in 2023, Timothy Lee Meter, a coach and teacher at Union High in Big Stone Gap, where Turner led the football team, pleaded guilty to child solicitation and indecent liberties, it added. Meter spent over 1 year in prison. And as recently as August, Coburn Middle School teacher Tyler J. Tibbs was charged with 3 counts of carnal knowledge, which typically entails sexual intercourse with a kid aged 13 to 15, along with taking indecent liberties with a child by a person in a supervisory relationship, the Post continued. Tibbs was freed on a $25,000 bond. At least one parent criticized the community for promoting a culture of abuse during a Wise County School Board meeting on Monday night. "When there is this much abuse, it's not just a few bad apples. It is a culture. The fish rots from the head down," said the parent. "This is just the cases that have been reported and charged." Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. "Better than Killers of the Flower Moon," wrote Mark Judge. "You haven't seen a story like this before," wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X at ProLand Films or Instagram at ProLand Films.